Everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we are taking our first look at the three-part episode, Dark Wish. And without any further to do, we're going to jump right into it. For those of you listening on audio only, I'll give you the countdown. It's 3, 2, 1, go. Dark Wish, Part 1, was the 18th episode of Power Rangers Mystic Force. It first aired on July 10th, 2006, written by John Telegin and directed by Mark Beasley. I'm pretty sure the first time I saw this was actually when it aired as actually a movie, a full hour and a half long movie thing on Jetix. I didn't see the beginning part. I just caught the middle, maybe the end. One-year anniversary? So it's a news store. What kind? Ooh, the popper popped. Oh, is he mad? I give up. What did he do? Oh. Ooh.
Nice try, you fool.
Things around here have changed. Yeah, real quick.
This is the lot. Isn't magic grand?
Yeah. Except for all the fighting. There's gotta be an easier way to defeat evil.
Maybe we can eat our way to victory. Got any pizza, Udana?
You can go to town for that.
Why?
Oh. So we're starting our lesson here is they're relying too much on their magic.
And a place for magic rangers.
And a time and place to feed a dragon.
Hey.
Really? Well, at least she likes pepperoni.
Use your magic to clean. It's way faster.
Yeah, I guess so. But I get a real feeling of accomplishment when I do it the old-fashioned way. Hard work is really satisfying.
Well, no, but okay.
Okay.
That almost sounded more like Nick saying that instead of Xander. Now, I have a feeling that because they had more episodes, each one of these guys that they're going to have to fight is going to would have gotten maybe one or two episodes each in the Sentai. The mustache looks funny when the wind blows, though. There's a lot of slow motion flying here.
He's strong. I'm done with you.
Come on.
Can't we use Denji and wish him away?
It's not that easy. Pull it together.
I was gonna say, up to this point, this whole fight's been pretty much Power Ranger footage. Whoops! Whoa, that was, wow.
Chip, are you all right?
Yeah, just a little banged up.
I don't get it. We've got this powerful genie and we never ask him for help.
It would make things easier.
Well, Genji's not the answer. Rest up, Chip, we will need you. The rest of you, follow me.
Come on.
Oh, growing already? I was going to say, that'd be too easy.
These beasts will test you both physically and mentally, Chip. He's gone.
Maybe now would be a good time for Genji?
No! We do it ourselves. Don't let up.
Hey! Incoming! Chip!
Did I miss much?
That's some strong cloth, I guess. Oh, I wonder what spell that was. Ooh. What did that do? That wasn't lightning.
Let's put our magic together. Fire as one.
Fire. Oh, but you're missing one. Wow, that's two really fast. Oh, did you notice the sparkling?
Imperius is up to something. That I know.
Chip! Are you okay?
Did we win?
Yeah, but it would have been easier using Genji.
It's been confirmed. The barbarian beasts are back from the Oblivion.
Yes, I know. We'll tell the Rangers when they return.
We handled the Warmax and Shrieker, but not without cost.
Why would they battle one at a time? They must have a much larger plan.
Agreed.
The Rangers are battle weary. I've noticed lately that they've been looking for the easy way out, taking their magic for granted.
Have they?
It's a dangerous time in their development.
Indeed.
I mean, before this episode?
Check this out. Thanks for making our 1-year anniversary party so special. I expect nothing less than perfection. Toby.
I say we spread the magic, get it done fast, and get some sleep. All in favor?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not very personal.
Okay, you're right, let's do it.
Oh boy.
The sacrifices that your allies have made are appreciated. The Rangers are tired and will soon make their big mistake.
And then we will get one.
Oh, I like the glowing.
The master will be very pleased. Do not speak to anyone about this. But the master is no longer in my plan.
What about Krag? He'll never betray him.
Oh, he won't be a problem. Will he?
Don't know. Probably not.
Oh, they are conspiring against me. I should tell the master. Korak! What do you want?
Neat power. Man, we're just going from fight to fight to fight in this one, aren't we? That one guy's got a hockey stick. How is that ancient magic? Oh. Is this his first major defeat here? Oh, bubbles! You're gonna tell the others, right? Wow. Who are all these other people? Are they other employees that we've never seen before? Because we've only ever seen these five Rangers, right? Ah! Microphones can be a bit tricky. Nice boots, yes. Purple, too.
With honor and a nice helmet as well. Not even those vile hooligans can take that away.
Yeah. Ooh, and the sword.
Ooh. Oh, right.
Help. Oh, boy.
It has been a truly magical first year. And none of it would have been possible without the help of my devoted employees.
Who have left? Now, how did he not be not get affected by the bubbles?
I'm not afraid of you.
Laser them.
Fire. Oops.
What? 50 below. You got here just in time.
Excellent.
Get up, Rangers.
Now that I am here, you will be defeated.
Who are these guys?
Why?
So much stronger.
You got that right, Ranger. We are from the Oblivion.
Try this, Magistar.
Hey, where'd the dog guy go? Ooh. They really switched to American footage just to do the bigger explosion? Oh, that could have been bad. He didn't even use the ice attack against Korag. Oh, we're not even in a Star Wars movie. Uh-oh.
What? Genji.
Where?
Uh-oh.
So you relied on Genji?
Hey, we had to. There was no other choice.
now that they've captured him, they can wish for anything.
I wonder what they're going to wish for.
It's probably going to be a dark wish.
With our recent victory over the Power Rangers, I have fulfilled my plan. We have acquired their most potent weapon.
Yes!
My new generals, Phyto and 50 Below, have succeeded!
Phyto?
Today will mark the end!
And yes, 50 Below is also stupid, but whatever. Uh-oh.
Come on.
Hang on a sec, guys. I'm not completely out yet.
Couldn't tell.
Come on, Chip.
Oh, and it suddenly... paler. A lot less saturated. They were the only color in a black and white world. Uh-oh.
Dagon.
Oh, this can't be good. All right, so Gingy had to take care of the wish to wish for no more Mystic Force Rangers. So, technically, though, shouldn't there still be, like, a bunch of other Rangers? See, that's the downside to having a connected universe like that, is that, you know, you can take out one team, but there's still going to be others. Oh, well. We just won't see that part. Anyway, all right, that's going to take care for this episode. Next time, we'll be watching part 2. If you couldn't already guess that. Until then, I hope you all have a great day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye, everybody.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.